Hey, back here at Downtown, your Tuesday afternoon basketball time, our chance to visit, as we do every week, with John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast and the author of the Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars. And John, I have to ask an important logistical question. Can one be sent immediately to the Basketball Hall of Fame even while they're playing? I'm thinking, really, Peyton Pritchard.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're going to petition for that. It's very appropriate. I think it's a very good place for any good place watchers. It's like Camilla Al-Jamil getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with her debut album. So, yeah, Peyton Pritchard is coming out gangbusters. He's picked things up very quickly. I think this is the example of a four-year player in college who's had the opportunity to mature and come into the league more mentally prepared than some of the other players. You know, conversely, Aaron Nesmith, who is struggling to pick things up right now. Not a big deal. A lot of rookies are struggling to pick things up right now. But Pritchard, the four-year guy out of Oregon, I think he's just more grown, more mature, more able to withstand some of the things that some other rookies are struggling with. So great performance. And as Brad Stevens said, you know, fair or unfair to him, they're going to ask him to do a lot.
There were a lot of good things last night. One of the things I was impressed with, as I'm sure you were, was the play of Semi Ojeleye. What's different so far this season for him?
And well, I think shooting with a little bit more confidence, shooting, he's refined his jump shot a little bit, so he's shooting just a touch more on the way up rather than at the peak of his jump shot, and that seems to be working for him. I think just a smoother release is contributing to more shots falling. I think he's 6 of his last 11 and from 3, and that's exactly what the Celtics need. So getting out there, getting the open shots, I think a lot of attention is being paid to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, obviously. Pritchard is drawing a lot of attention simply because he's faster than a lot of people. He's getting by defenders. So even though he's a rookie, he's drawing help because he's getting past the initial line of defense. So Shemmy's on the floor a lot with people who are drawing help, and he's just fading into space. He's getting into position to catch and shoot, and he's doing it, and he's doing it well.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. My favorite Williams boys have always been Hank in Tennessee, but I may be shifting my allegiance here to Grant and Robert the way they're playing.
Yeah. Grant's been up and down this season, but this game last night was just a really nice performance on both ends of the floor. He got back to being that plus-minus master. We don't like to put a lot of stock into single-game plus-minus, but Celtics were plus-28 with him on the floor, and it felt like that was the case. He is shooting with confidence, just like Shemmy is. He's making some shots, but he's also doing other things. He's passing, I think, pretty well. He's rebounding. He had 3 blocked shots, so good defense, good vertical defense. And Robert Williams, in less than 20 minutes, 15 rebounds. Mm. He's doing a good job playing off of somebody like Jason Tatum, who, again, draws a lot of attention. This is one of the side effects. You know, Tatum and Brown, because not only are they super hot right now, they're the only two real dangerous options on the Celtics. So defenses are really keying in on them and daring other people to beat them. So some of the shots that Tatum and Brown are getting are a little bit harder. And what we saw against the Raptors was Robert Williams, 6 offensive rebounds, a bunch of putbacks off of some of those misses because so much attention is being drawn towards those guys driving that Robert is filling in the space behind them. And that he could just, you know, he's got those pogo sticks for legs. Once that ball comes off the rim, he just reach over and put it back.
Well, and it's obvious, too, that you spread things out a little bit and give Tatum some space, and he can do just about anything.
Yeah, and this is the big conversation now, at least in the online Celtics lineup with Daniel Theis. But Brad Stevens did say that lineup is going to be important at some point, and we've seen it work in stretches. But I think overall it hasn't been great, partly because the Celtics have kind of relaxed a little too much with that lineup. And poor spacing with that lineup really throws everything off, like you're mentioning. But also, partly because in a couple of these games, Daniel Tice is being put in, I think, an unfair position to have to guard fours. He's more of a center, and some of today's power forwards are just bigger wings, and he's not really capable of being in that position. He has said that guarding that position is different because he has to see a different part of the floor. So it's an adjustment. They might try it from time to time against better matchups, but I think what we did see against a team like the Toronto Raptors, you throw Semi Ojeleye out there like they did to start the third quarter, you don't sacrifice a lot of strength, but what you do get is a bit more shooting, and that spreads things out. And then once Tatum, like you said, once he's got space, we saw it in the beginning of the second quarter when Pritchard and Grant Williams and Ojeleye were making shots, when the Raptors were face guarding Tatum, they had to adjust. And then Tatum got the space because the other guys had to be defended. And that's when he started going off.
Well, the other thing, John, it sure seems like Toronto's got some issues, some problems there. What do they need to do? And what's the future? Do they end up selling some guys off at the deadline?
Yeah, they really are in a bad spot. It's really important to look at two things. The center spot where they lost both Mark Gasol and what's his name, who went to the Serge Ibaka. And they brought in Aaron Baines. Aaron Baines is not playing well for the Raptors. It's not working out yet. They need time. Maybe that's going to work. But that is a downgrade from the continuity, from the passing that they got, the floor spacing with Ibaka. You know, to have Baines and Alex Len, that's a real downgrade. So that hurts them a lot. And Pascal Siakam has just been bad. He's just been not a good player, and not a good player for a little while. And for a guy that made second-team All-NBA last year, that was an All-Star, you look at him now, and if I told you that guy, number 43 on the floor last night for Toronto, was an All-NBA player last year, you wouldn't believe me. So those two elements are really, really hurting the Raptors, and I don't know what they do. But they have some options to try and maybe go for a James Harden trade, or they can just blow it up and say, all right, well, let's use Kyle Lowry and get something for him, and use Siakam and get something for him, or try to build around Siakam and maybe build something better fitted for his skill set to help him thrive again. But they need to do something, because this team, as currently constructed, is going to struggle for a while.
John, I enjoyed your contributions to the online celebration of National Bird Day.
Some fine bird-related names. I love Otis Birdsong, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That was impressive.
Because it incorporates not just the bird, but a thing that the bird is known for, the Pretty Bird Song. So, obviously, Larry Bird is the one, but I have a soft spot for Otis Birdsong.
Well, and anytime I get to hear Connie Hawkins' name, I'm happy to.
Of course. I mean, that's another great, Connie and, Percy Hawkins.
Yes.
There's some, a pair of Hawkins out there. So, yeah, I love it.
Check out John's work online, and of course with the Locked On Celtics podcast as well. John, always a pleasure. Appreciate it, and we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
My pleasure. Talk to you then.